Ever feel like, ah, you're kind of stuck, like you're just orbiting those same old habits, you know?
Yeah, I feel that.
Well, get ready to blast off because today we are diving deep into Galactic Routines by Orion Windsor.
Okay, nice.
You shared this book looking for some practical personal growth tips. And trust me, this deep dive is going to have you making positive changes with like cosmic speed.
I love that. I'm excited. What did you think about it?
It's really cool. I'm really into it.
Yeah.
So for me, what I love about Galactic Routines is how it takes a really unique approach, like using that whole space theme to make these ideas stick, you know?
Yeah.
It really emphasizes that even small changes can have a huge ripple effect on your life.
It really does. It makes it fun too. What I love about Galactic Routines is, well, there's a lot I love about it, but I really like how simple it is. It emphasizes that even small changes can have a huge impact on your life. And it really breaks it down in a way that makes it feel really doable.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about these micro routines.
Yes.
Because I have to admit, when I first saw that term, I was like, is this going to be some complicated system?
Right, yeah.
But it's actually kind of brilliant in its simplicity.
It really is.
Yeah.
Think of it this way. Instead of trying to overhaul your entire routine, you're just slipping in these tiny positive actions throughout your day.
Okay.
Like you're already brushing your teeth.
Right,
Why not do some calf raises while you're at it?
yeah. It's like sneaking in a mini workout without even thinking about it.
Exactly.
And I love the book's example of astronaut Chris Hadfield, who like mentally rehearses every single step of a task before he even starts. Talk about micro routines with major impact.
Exactly. And those small wins are crucial. Every time you choose the stairs over the elevator or opt for a healthy snack, it's like you're giving yourself a little boost of motivation.
Yeah. And it's like those moonwalk milestones Windsor talks about, right?
Right.
Instead of getting overwhelmed by some huge goal, you break it down into these smaller, more manageable steps. So let's say you want to write a novel. Your first moonwalk milestone might be just writing for 15 minutes a day.
Exactly. And celebrating those small victories is so important. Each time you hit one of those milestones, it reinforces that positive behavior, making it more likely you'll stick with it.
Which ties into this whole idea of a growth mindset, right? It's
Yeah.
like instead of getting bogged down by setbacks, you're viewing them as opportunities to learn and grow.
That's it. It's about shifting your perspective from I can't to how can I?
Ooh, I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Next time you hit a snag, try asking yourself, what's one thing I can learn from this?
Ooh, that's good.
You'll be amazed at how that simple shift in thinking can make a difference.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so once you've embraced that growth mindset, how do you actually make those good habits stick? Because that's the tricky part, right? Like, Galactic Routines breaks down the science of habit formation in a really cool way.
It does. They compare it to launching a satellite,
Okay.
which I know sounds kind of complicated, but it makes total sense when you break it down.
Okay.
There's a clear five-step process. Cue, routine, reward, craving, and identity.
Okay, I'm ready for launch. Tell me more about these stages.
Well, think of the cue as the launch pad, that initial trigger that sets the habit in motion.
Okay.
It could be something as simple as seeing your running shoes by the door.
Okay, so that cue prompts the routine, the actual habit you're trying to build. In this case, it would be lacing up those shoes and going for a run.
Exactly.
And then there's the reward, which is like
Yes, the
the
reward.
feeling of accomplishment, those endorphin boosts you get afterward.
Yes, that reward is key, like positive reinforcement for your brain.
Yeah.
And as you experience that reward more and more, it creates a craving, that desire to repeat the behavior.
So you're not just going through the motions, you're actually starting to crave that positive feeling you get from the habit. That's what makes it sustainable over time, right?
Yeah, exactly. And eventually, those habits become so ingrained that they become part of your identity. You
Yeah.
start to see yourself as a runner or a writer or whatever it is you're working towards.
And that's where the Galactic Routines analogy really clicks for me.
Yeah.
That's like those habits are now in orbit, like part of your personal solar system.
I love
But
that.
just like in space, staying on course requires constant effort, right?
Hey.
Galactic Routines calls this consistency, and they compare it to gravity, keeping those positive habits in motion.
It's such a great
I
metaphor.
know.
Just like gravity keeps those planets in their orbits, consistency is what keeps our good habits from drifting off into the void.
So good. So how do we make sure we're staying consistent? What are some practical tips from Galactic Routines that we can start implementing?
Well, one of the most helpful things is creating strong routines. Think about it. Astronauts thrive on routines, and so can we.
That makes sense. When you have a set plan, you're less likely to get thrown off course.
Right. And don't underestimate the power of tracking your progress. I know it sounds simple, but visually seeing those wins, those orbits completed, can be incredibly motivating.
It's like, yeah, you're checking it off.
Exactly.
And I love the idea of setting those incremental goals we talked about earlier. It's less about perfection and more about making consistent progress over time.
Precisely. Now, we know staying consistent is crucial, but let's be real, those bad habits, those black holes, can be tough to shake.
Oh, absolutely. It's like they have their own gravitational pull, threatening to suck us back into our old ways. But don't worry, Galactic Routines doesn't leave us stranded in space to fend for ourselves.
Thank goodness.
It provides a bunch of strategies for escaping those black holes. What resonated with you?
Well, one of the things that really stood out to me is this idea of finding a positive habit that directly counteracts the negative one. It's like finding that escape velocity.
Give me an example. Like, if my bad habit is mindlessly scrolling on my phone before bed.
Exactly. Instead of scrolling, you could replace that with something like reading a book or journaling.
It's about interrupting that old negative pattern and replacing it with something positive that still meets that need for relaxation or whatever it is you're seeking in that moment. I like that.
It's about working smarter, not harder. And the book also emphasizes that it's often more effective to gradually reduce a bad habit rather than trying to quit cold turkey.
So instead of trying to go from eating a bag of chips every night to zero chips overnight, maybe start by cutting back one serving at a time.
That's the idea. Small changes over time lead to lasting results. It's a marathon, not a space race, right?
Love that. Okay, so we've talked about escaping those black holes of bad habits, but what about creating new positive habits? How do we make those stick?
That's where the concept of the nebula of new beginnings comes in. And this is where Galactic Routines gets really inspiring.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about this nebula.
Well, just like those vast clouds of cosmic dust and gas where stars are born, the nebula represents this incredible potential for growth and transformation.
Okay.
It's about embracing change and seeing those new beginnings, even if they feel small, as opportunities for something amazing to unfold.
I love that visual. Our habits forming like stars in a nebula. But how do we make sure these new beginnings, these little sparks of inspiration, don't just fizzle out?
Right.
Because let's be real, we've all started a Monday with the best intentions, only to fall back into those old patterns by Wednesday.
You're absolutely right. And that's why Galactic Routines stresses the importance of starting small.
So instead of trying to overhaul your entire life overnight, you focus on one tiny change at a time.
Exactly. Think of it like those tiny dust particles that eventually come together to form a star.
Mm-hmm.
It's about those small, consistent efforts accumulating over time.
And I imagine setting clear intentions is key here as well, right?
Absolutely. It's like those celestial coordinates guiding a spacecraft.
Oh, yeah.
You need to know where you're headed and why. Instead of just saying, I want to be healthier, get specific. What does healthier actually look like for you?
So a better intention might be, I'm going to start my day with a piece of fruit and a glass of water. Or I'm going to go for a 20-minute walk 3 times a week.
Yes.
Having that clear vision helps you stay focused and motivated.
Exactly. And speaking of motivation, let's talk about the importance of a stellar support system.
Oh, yes.
Even with the best intentions, going it alone can be tough.
Because even astronauts, with all their training and preparation, have a whole team back on Earth supporting them, right?
Exactly. And while we might not have NASA on speed dial.
Right.
We all have people in our lives who can provide that encouragement, accountability, and guidance.
It's like having your own personal mission control, cheering you on and helping you course correct when needed. But how do you actually build that kind of stellar support system?
It starts with identifying those core stars in your life, the people who already lift you up and inspire you.
So it could be family, friends, mentors, colleagues?
Absolutely. And don't underestimate the power of like-minded communities.
Yeah.
Joining a group or a club that aligns with your interests and goals can provide a tremendous sense of belonging and support.
It's like finding your cosmic crew. And it's not just about receiving support, it's about giving it too, right?
Exactly. Celebrating each other's successes, being there for each other during those black hole moments, it all strengthens those bonds and creates a more supportive environment for everyone.
Okay, I love that. It's like having a stargazing party with your support system, a chance to connect, have some fun, and remind each other that we're all in this cosmic journey of personal growth together. But even with the best support system in the galaxy, staying consistent is key, right?
You're right. It's like maintaining orbit. Galactic Routines dedicates a whole chapter to the importance of consistency and how it keeps those habits in motion, preventing us from drifting off into space.
And just like maintaining a steady orbit requires those course corrections, the book acknowledges that life will inevitably throw us some curveballs.
Absolutely. But that's where flexibility comes in. It's about being able to adapt to those inevitable changes without losing sight of your overall goals. Just like a spacecraft might need to make those minor adjustments to its trajectory, we need to be able to adjust our routines and habits while staying focused on the big picture.
So if your daily meditation practice gets disrupted by a change in your work schedule, it's about finding a new time that works, maybe even shortening those sessions initially, rather than abandoning the practice altogether.
Precisely. It's about finding ways to incorporate those habits into your new normal, even if it means tweaking them a bit. And remember, those support systems we talked about,
Yes.
they're incredibly valuable during those times when we need help getting back on track.
It's like calling for a little gravitational assist from our own personal constellation.
Exactly. They can help us regain momentum and remind us why we set out on this journey in the first place. And speaking of reflecting on our journey, Galactic Routines introduces this fascinating concept called space-time reflection.
Okay, that sounds intriguing. What exactly is space-time reflection?
Well, it's all about recognizing the power of self-reflection in our personal growth journeys.
Like taking a step back and looking at the bigger picture of our lives.
Exactly. It's about understanding our behaviors, motivations, and progress. Just like astronomers study the universe to unravel its mysteries.
That's a great analogy. It's like we're pointing that telescope inward and exploring the vast galaxies within ourselves.
Exactly. And Galactic Routines emphasizes that self-reflection isn't about being self-critical.
Okay, good.
It's about gaining clarity and awareness.
So instead of beating ourselves up over those times we gave in to that black hole of procrastination, it's about asking ourselves, what led to that? What can I learn from this experience? And how can I approach things differently next time?
You got it. It's about understanding the why behind our actions so we can make those all-important course corrections. Now, one of the tools Galactic Routines suggests for enhancing this space-time reflection is, well, you might be surprised, journaling.
No way. The good old-fashioned putting pen to paper kind of journaling.
You got it.
Yeah.
It might seem a bit old school, but there's something so powerful about writing down our thoughts, feelings, and experiences.
It's like keeping a captain's log of our personal growth journeys,
Yes.
documenting those highs, those lows, and everything in between.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be this big, elaborate thing. Even just a few minutes each day can make a difference. The book also mentions mindfulness practices as a form of reflection. Have you experimented with mindfulness at all?
I have. It's like hitting the pause button on that constant stream of thoughts and just observing them without judgment. Is that kind of what they're getting at in the book?
Exactly. Whether it's mindful breathing, a body scan meditation, or simply taking a few moments to appreciate the present moment, mindfulness helps us become more aware of our thoughts and feelings, which is crucial for self-reflection.
So we've got our journals, we're practicing mindfulness, we're regularly checking in with ourselves and our support systems. What else can we do to enhance this space-time reflection and ensure we're making the most of it?
Galactic Routines highlights the significance of celebrating those small wins.
Oh, yeah.
It's about acknowledging those micro achievements, those tiny steps forward that often get overlooked in our quest for the big goals.
Because let's be real, those small wins add up. And celebrating them not only boosts our motivation, but also reinforces those positive behaviors we're trying to cultivate.
You nailed it. It's like rewarding yourself with those cosmic treats after successfully navigating a tricky asteroid field.
It's like, hey, I resisted that black hole of junk food cravings today. Time to celebrate with a delicious, healthy meal that nourishes my body and makes me feel good.
That's the spirit. And these celebrations don't have to be grand gestures. It could be as simple as taking a few extra minutes for a relaxing bath, enjoying a cup of tea while stargazing, or treating yourself to a new book.
It's all about recognizing and appreciating those small victories, those mini milestones on your journey to becoming the best version of yourself. And speaking of becoming the best versions of ourselves, Galactic Routines also delves into this really intriguing concept called cosmic creativity. Have you gotten to that part yet?
I have. And what's fascinating about this concept is that Galactic Routines doesn't limit creativity to artistic pursuits.
You mean it's not just about painting cosmic landscapes or writing interstellar symphonies.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that creativity is a force that drives innovation and problem solving in all aspects of our lives.
So whether we're tackling a complex work project, navigating a challenging relationship, or simply trying to figure out a new recipe, tapping into that cosmic creativity can help us find new solutions and approaches.
Absolutely. It's about cultivating that sense of curiosity, that willingness to experiment and embrace new possibilities.
It's like looking at those vast, unexplored regions of space and feeling that sense of wonder and excitement, knowing that there's so much potential for discovery and innovation.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of galactic routines. It encourages us to approach our lives with that same sense of adventure and wonder, to embrace the unknown, and to never stop exploring the vast universe within ourselves.
It's like we're all astronauts in our own way, exploring uncharted territories and pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible.
Precisely. And just as astronauts undergo rigorous training to prepare for their missions, galactic routines emphasizes the importance of preparation and planning in our own lives.
Makes sense. It's like plotting that course to Mars, making sure we have the right equipment, the right fuel, and the right mindset to handle whatever challenges we might encounter along the way.
Exactly. And that preparation also involves identifying those potential black holes, those distractions, temptations, or negative thought patterns that might derail us from our mission.
Because let's be real, those black holes are out there just waiting to suck us in with their gravitational pull.
Right.
But by anticipating them, we can come up with strategies to navigate around them or even use them as opportunities for growth.
That's a great point. It's about turning those potential obstacles into learning experiences, just like astronauts use simulations to prepare for unexpected events during their missions.
And just like those space missions often involve a team working together towards a common goal, galactic routine stresses the importance of collaboration and community in our own personal growth journeys.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that we don't have to go it alone. We can learn from others, share our experiences, and support each other along the way.
It's like having that ground crew back on Earth, cheering us on and providing that vital communication link throughout our mission.
And those connections, those relationships, not only provide support, but also fuel our creativity and inspire us to keep reaching for the stars.
It's like those collaborative efforts in space exploration, where scientists, engineers, and astronauts from different countries come together to achieve something extraordinary.
Exactly. And that sense of shared purpose, that collective energy, can propel us forward in ways we never thought possible. Just imagine what you can accomplish when you surround yourself with people who believe in you and your dreams.
It's like having your own personal cheering section, pushing you to be your best. So if we're thinking about these personal growth journeys, like space missions, what about the planning aspect? Galactic Routines talks about the importance of preparation, right?
Absolutely. Just like astronauts go through rigorous training and preparation before blasting off, Galactic Routines emphasizes that we can set ourselves up for success by planning ahead.
Okay, so instead of just saying, I want to be more disciplined, maybe we need to get more specific and break it down into actionable steps.
Exactly. Think about those detailed mission plans astronauts rely on. They outline every step, from launch procedures to landing protocols.
Right.
Similarly, when we have a clear plan for our goals, we're much more likely to stay on track.
That makes a lot of sense. So instead of just saying, I'm going to eat healthier, a better approach would be to plan out your meals for the week, make sure you have healthy snacks on hand, things like that.
Exactly. It's about anticipating those potential obstacles, those moments of weakness, and having a plan in place.
It's like knowing those tempting snacks are lurking in the pantry and packing a healthy lunch instead. You're prepared for that craving before it even strikes.
Precisely. And just like those mission control teams are constantly monitoring conditions and making adjustments as needed, we can apply that same flexibility to our own plans.
So it's not about being rigid, it's about being adaptable.
Exactly. Life throws curveballs, right? Unexpected things come up. But if you view those unexpected events as opportunities to adjust your course rather than setbacks, you'll be much more resilient on your journey.
That's a great way to look at it. It's like even if you have to deviate from your planned course, you're still headed in the right direction. Now, speaking of navigating challenges, Galactic Routines doesn't shy away from those pesky obstacles that tend to pop up on our journeys, does it?
Not at all. In fact, the book dedicates a whole section to what it calls black hole moments.
Okay, black hole moments sound a bit intimidating. Can you elaborate?
Well, just like those cosmic black holes, these moments represent those times when we feel stuck, overwhelmed, or tempted to give up on our goals. They can be triggered by setbacks, distractions, negative self-talk, all sorts of things.
So it's like that voice in your head saying, "Why bother? You're never going to stick to this anyway." I think we've all encountered that black hole a time or two.
Exactly. But here's the good news. Galactic routines provide strategies for navigating these black hole moments and even using them as opportunities for growth.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about, turning those challenges into fuel for growth. How do we do that? What are some of the strategies?
But one of the things the book emphasizes is the importance of self-compassion. It's about being kind to yourself during those challenging times, recognizing that setbacks are a normal part of the journey.
That's so important. It's easy to get down on ourselves when we slip up or make a mistake.
Absolutely. But Galactic Routines reminds us that those slip-ups don't define us. They're just opportunities to learn and grow.
It's like those course corrections we were talking about earlier. They're not failures. They're just adjustments that keep us on track.
Precisely. And another powerful strategy the book highlights is reframing. It's about shifting your perspective on those black hole moments and viewing them as opportunities for learning and growth.
So instead of viewing a setback as a sign that you should give up, you might ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use this to make myself stronger?
Exactly. It's about reframing those challenges as stepping stones rather than stumbling blocks. And sometimes those black hole moments can even lead us to unexpected breakthroughs or creative solutions.
That's a great point. It's like when you're forced to navigate around an obstacle, you might discover a whole new path you hadn't even considered before.
Exactly. And sometimes those detours lead to even more amazing destinations. Now, one of the key things Galactic Routines emphasizes is that we don't have to go through these black hole moments alone.
Right. That's where having that stellar support system we talked about earlier comes in handy.
Exactly. When you're feeling lost in that black hole, having people you trust to offer encouragement, perspective, and a listening ear can make all the difference.
It's like having that lifeline back to your mission control, reminding you of your mission and helping you navigate back to a place of clarity and purpose. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from those tiny micro routines to those vast black hole moments. As we start to wrap up this deep dive into...
You know, I think the most powerful message is that personal growth is a journey, not a destination. It's not about achieving some perfect state of being, but rather about embracing the process, the ups and downs, the twists and turns, and using them all as opportunities for learning, growth, and transformation.
I love that. It's about enjoying the ride, even when it gets a little bumpy. And Galactic Routines, with its creative space theme and practical strategies, provides a really fun and engaging roadmap for that journey.
It really does. And just like those space explorations have expanded our understanding of the universe, this book can help us expand our understanding of ourselves and our own potential.
It really does. It really does. It feels like Galactic Routines just provide such a fresh perspective on personal growth, you know?
Yeah.
It makes it feel exciting and empowering rather than daunting.
Yeah. And one of the things I appreciate about the book is that it doesn't just offer these high-level concepts.
Right.
It also provides really practical tools and techniques to help you actually apply these ideas to your own life.
Absolutely. Like, we talked about journaling earlier, which I know can be a really powerful tool for self-reflection.
Yeah.
And the book actually provides specific prompts and exercises to help you get the most out of journaling.
It does. And it also talks about the importance of visualization.
Uh-huh.
Of creating a clear mental picture of what you want to achieve. Mm. It's like those astronauts who spend hours in simulators rehearsing every aspect of their mission before they even leave Earth.
Yeah, it makes those goals feel more real, more attainable when you can actually see yourself accomplishing them.
Exactly. And speaking of making things feel attainable, Galactic Routines also stresses the importance of breaking down those big, audacious goals into smaller, more manageable steps.
Right.
We touched on this earlier with the moonwalk milestones, but I think it's worth reiterating.
It's so easy to get overwhelmed when you're just focused on this end goal, which can sometimes feel light years away. But when you break it down into those smaller steps, it feels much more doable, right?
Exactly. And each step you take, no matter how small, it brings you closer to your ultimate destination.
And it creates that momentum, that sense of progress that keeps you motivated to keep going, even when things get tough. So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive into Galactic Routines, what's one final piece of advice or encouragement you'd offer to our listener who's kind of embarking on their own personal growth journey?
You know, I think the most important thing is to be patient with yourself.
Yeah.
Just like those space missions take time to plan and execute, our personal growth journeys unfold over time as well.
Right.
There will be setbacks. There will be challenges. But the key is to keep learning, keep growing, and keep reaching for the stars.
Beautifully said. And remember, you don't have to navigate this journey alone.
Right.
Reach out to your support system, embrace those micro routines, celebrate those small wins, and never underestimate the incredible power you have to create positive change in your life.
Yes. That's what Galactic Routines is all about, empowering you to become the astronaut of your own life, exploring new possibilities, and creating a universe of your own making.
I love that. So for anyone listening who is looking for a fresh, engaging, and actionable guide to personal growth, we highly recommend checking out Galactic Routines by Orion Windsor. And remember, the journey of 1,000 light years begins with a single step. Take it.